Natin ang ating mga sarili sa pakikinig ng mensahe sa umagang ito mula kay Brother Romeo. Brother Romeo, preach the word.
Hello? Alright.
Yes. Hello?
Hello, Brother Romeo, preach the word.
Okay. Alright. Thank you, Brother Sam. And once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Lord's Day. And let me review our lesson last time. And last time I discussed with you a lesson titled Let Jesus Dwell in Your Heart. Okay? According to our studies, all of us have differences. We are different from each other. Even twins have differences from each other. Everyone has different likes and dislikes. Everyone has different attitude. Everyone has different views, even if we look at the same object. Okay? Sometimes having many heads with you is better than being alone. Sometimes when you are trying to solve a problem, having many heads with you is better, and having someone or having companions with you will easily resolve the problem. But many times being surrounded with many people is not really a good thing. And these differences we have from one another may cause division, conflicts, and might hinder us to achieve our goals. And this is the reason why it's hard to attain unity in this world. The purpose of this lesson last week, okay, we advise that we must allow Jesus or the words of Jesus to dwell in our hearts. Kaya nga sabi natin, kung may mag-challenge sa inyo, kung may mag-invite sa inyo na umawit, umawit kayo mga kapatid. Inaawit ninyo ang ating Panginoong Jesus. Inaawit ninyo ang kanyang salita. Let Jesus dwell in our heart. Let Jesus rule in our lives. This is important so that we remain focused on our goal. We remain focused on things above. And heaven is above the earth. So, heaven is our goal. Okay? Today, the lesson that I have for us today is entitled, Hello, Hell, Oh No. Okay? And let me read our text for today. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Jesus said, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And Romans chapter 11 verse 22, Paul says, consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. This is a fact, brothers and sisters. If there is heaven, there is also hell. Okay? If there is heaven, there is also hell. And I have a question. God made the heavens, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. But who made hell? Who will go to heaven and who will be thrown into hell? What do the scriptures say about this? 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a lesson about heaven. And according to our studies, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. The church where the saved are is the heaven's extension. Okay, remember that? And let me clarify this, brothers and sisters. I said the church where the saved are. These people which are in the body of Christ are saved from their past sins. From their past sins. They were delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. Okay? Saved from their past sins. Itong mga na-convert, itong mga nasa loob ng iglesia ay naligtas mula sa kanilang mga kasalanan, yung mga nakaraang mga kasalanan. At ating pinagsisikapan na tayo ay manatili dito sa church upang makamtan natin yung buhay na walang hanggan na ipinangako ng Diyos sa langit. Okay? Pinagsisikapan natin na tayo ay manatili sa iglesia. The blood of Jesus redeemed us from our sins, which the wages is death. Romans 6:23. And if they remain faithful the whole duration of their life, Matthew 10:22 said, until death. And Revelation chapter 2 verse 10 says, until the end, then heaven will be their home. If we remain faithful until the end. And this is what the Bible teaches. Being in the church, Christians are warned not to fall away, but to remain faithful until death. Jesus, during his early ministry, delivered a sermon, and this is what we call the Sermon on the Mount. And this is recorded in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. Part of this sermon, in chapter 7, verse 3, Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. This destruction that Jesus mentions here will happen at a certain time, at a certain place, and this is called hell. And we need to take it seriously. Prior to that event, from preaching on the Mount, when he delivered his first sermon, Jesus had a conversation with Nicodemus in John chapter 3 verses 1 through verse 21. Okay? This conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus took place somewhere between Jesus' baptism and the preaching on the Mount. Okay? Jesus' baptism, Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. After some time, a day or a couple of days, Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. And Jesus' first miracle at Cana, John chapter 1, verse 1 through 11. Okay? And then John's first testimony to Jesus, John chapter 1, verse 19 through 34, and many more events happened than the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. And during this conversation, in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 21, after saying to Nicodemus, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 3, and Jesus repeated in verse 5, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Then, in verse 16, John 3:16, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now let's jump to that event when Jesus preached his first sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, verse 3. Again, Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. Having said that, Jesus himself preached the punishment and the reward that man can receive depending on how he deals with the word of God. Again, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Listen to this, brothers and sisters, that whoever believes in him should not perish. Here, we should understand that there will be a destruction. There will be a punishment if they don't listen to Jesus' word. Then God loved the world. God so loved the world. Mahal ng Diyos ang sangkatauhan na kanyang nilalang. Okay? For this reason, He gave His only begotten Son. This is, I told this already in my older lessons, that John 3:16 is like a news about stimulus check coming. And with this stimulus, there are certain acts that each one must perform in order to receive the stimulus check. Okay? Natanggap niyo na ba, mga kapatid, yung inyong mga stimulus checks, yung inyong mga tulong ng gobyerno dyan sa Pilipinas dahil sa COVID, dahil sa coronavirus? I hope so, okay? Jesus continues, he said that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus balances his words about the reward and the punishment. Okay? You know what, brothers and sisters? Heaven and hell show the goodness and sternness of God. Heaven and hell show the goodness and sternness. Yung langit at ang impyerno ay nagpapakita ng kabutihan at ng kabagsikan ng Diyos. In Romans chapter 11 verse 22, consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. Okay? Now, let me share some facts about hell. You know what? This is so sad, but it's true, that most people will go to hell. Even if we work hard, even if we go in haste preaching the good news, still a lot of people will go to hell. You know why? You know how I said this? Because the Bible said so. The purpose of this lesson is or part of the purpose of this lesson is to encourage each one who are listening with us today to help evangelize, help sharing the good news, even in a very simple way by using your Facebook account. Post Jesus words on your FB account, please. Katulad ng ginagawa ni Brother Giancarlo, ini-encourage niya ang mga listeners niya, ang mga viewers niya na mag-post ng mga Bible verses sa Facebook account ninyo. Okay? Sa ganitong paraan, ay nakakapagbahagi tayo ng salita ng ating Panginoon. Again, Jesus said, Matthew chapter 7 verse 3, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. It is so sad to say that many enter through it. This is the most depressing, heartbreaking thing written in the Bible, but it's true because Jesus said it himself. Most people walk the broad path that leads to destruction. They live for themselves and don't do anything for the glory of God, and they don't do anything for the sake of others. Okay? You know, brothers and sisters, hell is full of demons. And people which were influenced by demons and all will be tormented without mercy because they didn't show mercy. These demons are very real in the world today, and if people let them, they can take over their lives and destroy them. Kasi gusto ni Satan ay may makasama siya pagpunta doon sa impyerno. Luke chapter 8 verse 30 says, Jesus asked him, what is your name? And he said, Legion. He replied, because many demons had gone into him, and these demons will be cast into hell. Okay? There will be an eternal fire in hell. There will be an eternal fire in hell, a lake of sulfur, where its victims will constantly be burned. What is the difference between the eternal fire and the physical fire? Have you noticed the difference between the eternal fire and the physical fire, brothers and sisters? Physical fire is a fire from a burning object like wood, clothes, rubber, plastic, any combustible materials, which when the object becomes ashes, the fire stops burning. Kapag ka naubos na yung mga panggatong, namamatay na yung apoy. But what about eternal fire? Eternal fire or eternal flame is an endless fire. There must be something that keeps the fire going. And what is this? Ano ito, mga kapatid, na nagiging sanhi ng apoy na ito, yung spiritual flame or spiritual fire na nagkakos na ito ay magtuloy-tuloy ng sindi? Ano yung dahilan? Remember, just remember that God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:29, for God For our God is a consuming fire. God is spirit, and God will be the source of fire in hell. Okay? The lake of fire, the second death. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says, Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you curse, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Kanina tinanong natin, who made hell? Okay? Hindi binanggit doon sa Genesis chapter 1, itong paggawa ng hell, pero dito sa Matthew chapter 25 verse 41, sinabi rito na, Depart from me, you curse, into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell is serious. We need to do everything we can. We need to do everything we can to stay close to Jesus to avoid it. Faith in Jesus comes by hearing truth. The more truth we hear, the better our life will be. Okay? Hell is separation, of course. Separation from God. God is not in hell. Without God, there is no goodness, there is no kindness, there is no mercy, grace, peace, patience, truth or love, only lies, pain, torment, the devil and his demons. The all-satisfying beauty of God would no longer be seen or felt in any way. 2 Thessalonians 1:9 says, Paul says, they will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His might. Okay, number four, constant suffering. There is no pleasure in hell. No water breaks, parang ano, yung coffee break, ano, or yung break time. Pagka tayo ay napagod, pagka tayo ay nahapo, meron tayong break time, meron tayong coffee breaks, but there is no water breaks, no rest, no peace in every part of hell. There is constant horrific torment. Revelation chapter 20:10 says, They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And then the fifth one, eternal suffering. The worst part of hell is not constant suffering. It is eternal constant suffering. Eternal constant suffering. A complete hopelessness that you will never enjoy anything ever again. You would never see your friend, family, or do anything you love. Matthew chapter 25 verse 46 says, And they will go away into eternal punishment. The sixth one. The devil is after you. The devil is after you right now. He is deceiving you with lies that says God isn't listening to you. God doesn't care about you. God isn't real. He is planting anxiety, depression, and anger in the hearts of everyone he can get at. He knows that he will be cast into the lake of fire, and the devil wants you to go with him to hell. He is trying to get you as far away from God as possible. First Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Peter says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Okay? Gusto ni Satanas, gusto ng Diablo ang mga kadamay niya. Naghahanap siya ng kadamay. Para pagpunta niya sa hell, sa impyerno, ay meron siyang kasama. Okay? Who will be thrown into hell? Sino ang mga itatapon sa impyerno? 2 Thessalonians 1:8. Okay? 2 Thessalonians 1:8. The gospel, the good news, the word of God, they're all the same. The word of God is sacred, as I mentioned before. Whatever that belongs to God are sacred, and the word of God is. God gave us his words through his son so that we have the ability to understand his will. We know how to live a holy life. We know how to get closer to God. We know so that we know the path to him. So the word of God is very important for us. And if we disobey, if we don't listen to the word of God, you will be thrown into the lake of fire. It is very important for us to deal with God's word. It is very important for us to learn how to deal with God's word. It is very important for us to learn how to deal with his holy word correctly. It is very important for all to learn how to deal with his word as it is intended by God, not as we want or not as I want to deal with it. Tandaan po natin yan, mga kapatid. There is a warning. The verse that we just read, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God, on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 1:8 and Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach only any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Verse 9, inulit pa ni Pablo, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have heard, what you have received, let him be accursed. So again, the gospel is not just a gospel. It is the good news. It is the word of God. It is sacred. It is holy. And we need to learn how to deal with it as it is intended by God the Father. Okay? And who else will be thrown into the lake of fire? Satan, the devil, and his angels. Matthew chapter 25 verse 41. As well as the cowardly, the unbelieving, abominable, murderers, immoral persons, sorcerers, idolaters, and liars will be thrown in hell. Okay? Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, Galatians 5, 19 through 21, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And who else? The Antichrist and false prophets. Revelation chapter 19 verse 20. Those who are not scripturally born again. Yung mga hindi pa nabautismuhan. Okay? Sa anumang kadahilanan, yung mga hindi pa nabautismuhan, yung hindi pa naaralan, kung hindi pa kayo nabautismuhan, ay itatapon din kayo sa langit. Ay sa impyerno, I mean. Okay? And those whose names are not found in the book of life will also be thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20 verse 15. Okay? Now we'll go to our conclusion. The choices is yours, brothers and sisters. Heaven or hell? Remember yung topic natin like 2 weeks ago about heaven and now this lesson about hell. Heaven or hell, brothers and sisters. If you continue along the broad path, you will end in destruction and you will spend eternity in hell. But if you believe that Jesus died for us, we won't have to pay the punishment of hell. If we ask for forgiveness, we can spend eternity in heaven. And how are sins forgiven? By hearing the word of Christ, by believing in Jesus as the Son of the living God, by repenting of your sins, by confessing that Jesus is the Son of God, the King of our life, by becoming baptized in water for the remission of your sins. And when you get there, the Lord will add you to His church. And then remain there. Remain in there. Remain in the church. Remain faithful until death. Jesus has already opened the narrow gate, and you have to do is walk through it. Again, John 3:16, for this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, will not go to hell, but have eternal life. What would happen if you die tomorrow, if your sins are not yet forgiven? If you are in the church, stay in there, brothers and sisters, and heaven will be your home. If you are not in the church, you are bound to hell, brothers and sisters. Be careful. Heaven and hell show the goodness and sternness of God. And again, Romans 11, verse 22, consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fail, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in His kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. Brothers and sisters, the lesson is yours, and the choice is yours. And again, I hope that this lesson has blessed you and encouraged you. Once again, happy Lord's Day, and back to you, Brother Sam.